Hi everyone, I thought I'd check in and do another quick podcast. It's been a couple of weeks and what a crazy 3 weeks, I think, maybe since I did my podcast. In that period of time, I buried my mum, said goodbye to her, started a new job, negotiated all that comes with it. The day before yesterday, went into a strategic planning day with the rest of my new team and felt like a complete imposter. So it's been a tough day. Well, it's been a tough 3 weeks, honestly. My daughter's been sick. It culminated with her puking everywhere a couple of nights ago at 1:30 in the morning, stripping off the bed sheets and chucking it all in the washing machine. And then I found out 3 days later that I'd left the clothes in the washing machine, hadn't put them in the dryer, so again, washed them again. It's just been crazy. I can't even reconcile in my own brain how crazy it's been. And while I have been in between jobs, here I am using my credit card to top up my income, which is not good. I know that. And a lot of the promises that I made myself about being focused on looking after my body and looking after my mind and looking after my finances and looking after my family have just fallen down by the wayside. And I recognize that I'm doing the best I can, like everybody else is. And I didn't want to make today's podcast to be about, oh, poor me, you know, here I am struggling, because it's not that at all. I'm in a crazy time in my life. I'm also very conscious of the fact that the universe holds us, that this is just a small blip in my life, in this body, in this space and time. And that no matter how much I sometimes feel completely overwhelmed and insignificant and struggling and anxious and scared and even more so just terrified that I haven't been able to do what I was supposed to do, and it's... I can't even articulate it right now. But standing up at my mother's church and reading her eulogy was one of the bravest things I have ever done. Not because I have a problem with public speaking, but because I know that I had a huge responsibility to myself and to her legacy, and to my dad, to just give her the best farewell possible, with the knowledge that she would have been absolutely delighted to see so many people who loved and admired and cared for her saying goodbye. I think, of course, and I've spoken about this before, the hardest thing for my mum was leaving my dad alone, because she knew how much he relied on her. And not having any contact with her two younger children, she held on in a coma for 10 days waiting for her two youngest children to come and say goodbye, and they never did. I had reached out to my sister previously before my mum was even in a coma, saying, look, you know, if you want to come and see her, now's the time to see her. But she chose not to even acknowledge my message, even though I knew that she had read it. And, you know, apparently when she passed away, she just kind of freaked out and was desperately trying to get involved. Well, not involved, but she wanted to say her own goodbyes. And my dad flatly refused to allow her to attend the funeral. He wouldn't have worried me one way or another, but I understand. And, you know, families are hard and complicated. But it really broke my heart that she was waiting. She just wanted to say her goodbyes, and it didn't come. But life is like that. There will be times when we can't say goodbye in the way we want to. And through this, even though as I approach another chapter of my life, and I am really worried about how I can make this new role work, because I have to say, sitting in that meeting on Tuesday, listening to all these people talk about their plans for 2020 and their strategy and all the rest of it, I mean, even though I've worked in the industry and I've got, you know, the right qualifications and blah, 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 it was like sitting in a room full of doctors, listening to them talk about medicine and their achievements in surgery, and I have a first aid certificate. Just felt so intimidated and just, wow, I've started this new job. I don't even think I'm going to make it through my probation period. Honestly, that's how I felt. It was really overwhelming and humbling and all that other stuff. It was a lot of stuff to take in, but I have to trust that God has given me this opportunity because I can handle it. And so it's up to me to make it work with the help of the universe, because the universe helps. And to be honest, so I've got a lot of stuff that I need to do and a lot of stuff that I need to learn and a lot of stuff that I need to work on. I have no idea if what I do and what I work on and what I learn, if whether or not that will bring me up to scratch as such. But I am so thrilled that I have been given this opportunity, and I really hope that I can make it work. The team has been lovely, really welcoming. But before I sort of wander off too much about, you know, the little intricacies of my life that aren't that interesting, I wanted to share a post that I have read before, and the universe popped it right in front of my face again when I was going to buy an overpriced drink. I have this addiction to bubble tea, which you may or may not have had before. It's, some people call it boba tea. It's that sort of tea with little tapioca pearls, very popular with Asians, and not that I'm Asian, but that's where it sort of started. And although I'm not going to sit there and say and deny my Asian heritage, because my mother was from the Philippines, and I was born in the Philippines, so I would be classified as Eurasian, I guess. It doesn't matter. But for some people, that stuff does matter, you know. Anyway, I was once again using money that I really shouldn't be using, because I was like, oh, I've had a long day, I really need a bubble tea. And I don't have an addictive personality, but this has been, spending money on overpriced drinks seems to be my thing. And I understand that, you know, it's nothing compared to drinking alcohol or, you know, dabbling in recreational drugs and all the rest of it. It's not a comparison. I mean, they're sweet and full of sugar and not healthy and all the rest of it. I get it. The truth of the matter is, I really shouldn't be spending $6.50 every single day on a drink. It's ridiculous. That's a lot of money, especially in our current financial situation. And the universe, being the universe, popped up with a reminder. So here's the reminder. And it was, I've read this post before, and I'm going to read it again. So just bear with me while I bring it back up on my phone. Okay, so it's about self-care. Self-care is often a very unbeautiful thing. It is making a spreadsheet of your debt and enforcing a morning routine and cooking yourself healthy meals and no longer just running from your problems and calling the distraction a solution. It is often doing the ugliest things that you have to do, like sweat through another workout, or tell a toxic friend you don't want to see them anymore, or get a second job so you can have a savings account, or figure out a way to accept yourself so that you're not constantly exhausted from trying to be everything all the time and then needing to take deliberate, mandated breaks from living to do basic things like drop some oil into a bath and read Marie Claire and turn your phone off for the day. In a world in which self-care has been such a trendy topic, is a world that is sick. Self-care should not be something we resort to because we are so absolutely exhausted that we need some reprieve from our own relentless internal pressure. True self-care is not salt baths and chocolate cake. It is making the choice to build a life you don't need to regularly escape from. I'm going to read that again because I think that's really poignant. And true self-care is not salt baths and chocolate cake. It is making the choice to build a life you don't need to regularly escape from. And that often takes doing the things you least want to do. It often means looking at your failures and disappointments square in the eye and re-strategizing. It is not satisfying your immediate desires. It is letting go. It is choosing new. It is disappointing some people. It is making sacrifices for others. It is living a way that other people won't, so maybe you can live in a way that other people can't. It is letting yourself be normal, regular, unexceptional. It is sometimes having a dirty kitchen and deciding that your ultimate goal in life isn't going to be having abs and keeping up with your fake friends. It is deciding how much of your anxiety comes from not actualizing your latent potential and how much comes from you being trained to think even before you knew what was happening. If you find yourself having to regularly indulge in consumer self-care, it's because you are disconnected from actual self-care, which has very little to do with treating yourself and a whole lot to do with parenting yourself and making choices for your long-term wellness. It is no longer using your hectic and unreasonable life as a justification for self-sabotage in the form of liquor and procrastination. It is learning how to stop trying to fix yourself and start trying to take care of yourself, and maybe finding that taking care lovingly attends to a lot of the problems you were trying to fix in the first place. It means being the hero of your life, not the victim. It means rewiring what you have until everyday life isn't something you need therapy to recover from. It is no longer choosing a life that looks good over a life that feels good. It is giving the hell up on some goals so you can care about others. It is being honest even if it means you aren't universally liked. It is meeting your own needs so you aren't anxious and dependent on other people. It's becoming the person you know you want and are meant to be. Someone who knows what salt baths and chocolate cakes are a way to enjoy life and not to escape from it. And that was written by Brianna West. And as I said, I've read that before, but holy moly, when the universe sends you messages, it sends you messages loud and clear. I need to start parenting myself. I need to stop feeling so scared and using these situations in life, my mother's passing, being in between jobs,